This is Meat.
Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street, ready to go for another show. Now, we've been having some problems with our signal, so I think we've been popping on and off the air. I've had the radio here on in the studio. I've got it on in the background, so, you know, on and off. So we'll just see how the afternoon goes. Hopefully, everything will smooth out, and we'll be on the air for you. But, of course, you can also listen online. The online signal is doing great at www.gh1071.com. Just scroll down and click Listen Live, and you can check that out. But so hopefully everything will just smooth out, and we'll get on the air and stay on the air. Okay? All right. I don't know if it has to do with some of that wind out there knocking things around or exactly what. You just never know. When it comes to radio, sometimes you just scratch your head and go, I'm just not too sure, you know? Being in radio for, just about 16 years now. You just never know. So, but I'm glad you're tuned in no matter where you're at, if you're on 107.1 FM or if you're on our website at wwgh1071.com or if you're on our TuneIn app, which you can download that too and find us at wwgh. Okay, I want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Monday 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. We appreciate it very, very much. Thank you so much to them for being one of our underwriters of the program. Okay, we have trivia like usual. I'm giving away a $25 Speedway gift card today. It's good for gas and merchandise inside the store, alrighty? So that's what we're giving away today. All you need to do for a chance to win, everybody's welcome. Just call me, answer a trivia question. I will then put you in the drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we will select a winner. If you're the big winner, I will send this gift card in the mail right to your door. Again, it's a $25 gift card to Speedway, good for gas and merchandise inside the store. However, you'd like to use it there at the convenience stores of Speedway, right? 418 right here on this March the 30th. Glad you're tuned in to Offbeat News and Trivia. You know, last night I went to Applebee's. The wife and I decided to go to Applebee's and just a little date night, and we went there and had a good time. I got a chicken sandwich, which was spectacular. It's called like the bacon cheese chicken sandwich, something like that, and it's grilled chicken, and I'm telling you what, it is just one good sandwich, and it comes with pickle, tomato, lettuce, and they load it all up. And I got the side of garlicky green beans, which was really good. And then for dessert, we got the triple chocolate meltdown. And you can see the picture of that on my website at RadioNate.us. That's RadioNate.us. Just scroll down until you see As Heard on the Show. And you'll see my picture with my big old chocolate meltdown. Yes, I did share with my wife. I did. I promise. So, all right, let's see if we can get some phone lines going here. Like I said, not sure how we're doing on the FM dial, but pretty certain we're doing okay on the www.dial at www.wwgh1071.com and the TuneIn app. Glad you're out there, no matter how you're listening today on this windy but warm Wednesday afternoon. Here's trivia question number one. By the way, my number, 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. What is a panda's favorite food? What is a panda's favorite food? What's the name of the dog on the Cracker Jack box? What's the name of the dog on the Cracker Jack box? What is another name for a litter of kittens? It also starts with a K. What is another name for a litter of kittens? If you type this right into Google, this question in the Google, it'll pop up with the answer, just so you know. All right, here comes our first call of the afternoon. Let's find out who's on the air. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Panda likes bamboo.
Panda likes bamboo. That is correct. How are you doing today, Mr. David?
Oh, I'm doing fairly good.
You enjoying this warmer temperature?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's all right, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
A little bit windy, but...
Yeah, it is a little windy today. My flag is just a-going out front.
Oh, yeah.
I thought about taking it down, but the pole looks like it's holding up okay.
Yeah. Took mine in because it likes to blow out the holder now and then.
Oh, yeah. I've got one that screws down and kind of holds it in. So, yeah, it doesn't really move. So,
That holds it better.
Yeah, it holds it better. And I just got to watch, make sure the wood doesn't snap off because it's a wood pole, not aluminum.
Right.
So, but everything's holding down the fort. My trash cans haven't blown around yet, so that was good.
Yeah.
I hate it when those things start blowing around out towards the road.
Right.
I've already had a lid smashed in the past.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, so I'm minus a lid on one of my cans, so, and I didn't really want to go pay the money to buy another whole can just because lid was gone. So you know how that goes.
Right.
Well, thanks for your call today, and glad you're out there.
Yeah, glad to talk to you.
Hey, good to talk to you. You have a good evening now.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
740-383-9944. What is another name for a swarm of locusts? What is another name for a swarm of locusts? What would an ant do to express danger ahead? What would an ant do to express danger ahead? In the 1960s, women piled their hair on top of their heads and tossed it and teased it until it was the shape of what? For which the hairstyle was named. In the 1960s, women piled their hair on top of their heads until it was the shape of what for which the hairstyle was named. Oh, we lost our caller. Give me a call back. 740-383-9944. I saw one starting to come through there, and we got us a dial tone there. So give me a call back. During the 1990s, kids collected small stuffed animals called what? During the 1990s, kids collected small stuffed animals called what? And again, we seem to be popping on and off the air today. So good to have everybody listening however it is you're listening. Maybe you're trying to fool around with your radio at 107.1 FM. I've had the radio on in the background. But really can't hear what it's doing right now, especially when it's just going to repeat what I've just said. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are you listening online, or are you listening online?
My smart speaker, yeah, Alexa gave it to me.
Okay, because some folks are not having too luck on the FM dial.
No, I think maybe the wind got to something, maybe. I'm not sure.
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah.
Yeah, because it was sort of... Most of 3 o'clock hour, it was completely dead, but later in it, it started getting about 10 seconds and then go back away, and, you know.
Yeah.
So
that's when it's good to go to Alexa.
Yeah, right. There's probably a few callers that won't be calling, you know.
Probably not. Yeah, the folks that rely on the FM dial, probably not going to hear from them today.
Yeah. So that's up. I'm hearing myself now on my my Alexa.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right. However we want to do it, we're good today.
Right.
It's okay.
That's a beehive hairdo.
Oh, yeah, the old beehive hairdo.
Right.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Oh.
Yep-er.
Okay,
those
well.
Those were quite the hairdos back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that, a lot of those were stacked really high. I think a lot of that started, too, with country and western, the women, you know. They was big on all those great big hairdos.
Oh, yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
So. And old Dolly Parton, she still kind of poofs hers up pretty good in the front anyhow.
Yeah.
I saw an interview with her, and she, poofs that up.
She's still pretty active, you know?
She sure is, you know?
Yeah.
I was talking with Scott one time. He asked me who I thought the queen of country music was, and of course, there's several good candidates, but I said Dolly Parton, because... She's pretty close to having just a lot of hits and things, you know.
Oh yeah, she's I really enjoy her singing. You know, she's had some really real good songs out.
Oh yeah, yeah, she sure has. She's a good one for sure.
Yep. All right.
Okay, Ernie. Well, it's good to talk to you. I'm glad you got us tuned in somehow.
I got you. All righty.
Okay.
Thanks, Nate.
All right. Thank you, Ernie.
We'll
take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 740-383-9944. Get signed up. Likely not going to hear from most of my callers today, with the fact is that we're off the air most of the time, or popping in and off the air. Hopefully we'll get everything situated and back on. Hi, we're on the air.
Beehive.
Yeah, that's right. How are you today?
All right.
Good, good. Is this Miss April?
Yes.
All right, Miss April. It's good to have you calling in today.
Yeah, I got time today.
Got time today. All right. Been running around, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, those grandkids keeping you busy.
Yep, we just got back. We'll be going back in a... couple, 3 hours.
Okay, back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah.
Tarina, you know that road well, I'm sure.
I guess. I probably do with my eyes closed.
Yeah, I'll bet so. Yes, indeed. you're not blowing away today, huh, in that wind?
No, I ain't really had time to be out that much. So
oh, okay. All right. Well, that's good. That's good. All right. Well, hey, I got you all signed up.
All right.
Hey, thanks. Thank you for calling.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. All right. We've got three folks in the drawing today. Hey, that's kind of better than what I expected. I didn't even know if the phone would ring today with the radio being down today. And hopefully it'll pop back on the air for us, and we can have the full hour of Live at 5, the show with no name. But right now, doesn't seem like it's doing too much. So maybe popping on here and again. So... most of my callers are probably not hearing the show today, but glad to have everybody tuned in on the TuneIn app and at www.wwgh1071.com. In 2007, these colorful rubber bracelets in shapes such as animals and letters appeared on wrists everywhere. What were they called? In 2007, these colorful rubber bracelets in shapes such as animals and letters appeared on wrists everywhere. What were they called? What did the infamous pirate Blackbeard put in his beard to scare sailors in the ships that he captured? What did the infamous pirate Blackbeard put in his beard to scare sailors in the ships that he captured? Again, we're giving away a $25 gift card to Speedway today. Good for gas and merchandise inside the store. 740-383-9944 if you'd like to play trivia with David and Ernie and April, who have called in this afternoon. All righty, I've got some offbeat fun facts for you this afternoon. In 2014, Sean McEvoy of Knoxville, Tennessee, spent 58 cents on a sweater at a Goodwill store. But when he discovered that it had once been worn by Green Bay Packers coach Vince Lombardi, he was able to sell it on an auction a year later for $43,020. Wow, you just never know what you're going to pick up at a Goodwill. I love shopping at Goodwills. The wife and I like to hit Goodwills on the weekends. Oh, and during the week, too. We just like hitting up those Goodwills. It's a lot of fun. Store associate Luke Cameron of England performed a good deed every day throughout 2014, including buying meals for strangers, helping elderly neighbors, and buying hot drinks for homeless people, and he rounded it off on New Year's Day by handing out $550 to 73 random people out on the street. How nice is that? Finding a large metal ball near his home in Derby, England, 10-year-old Ryan Morgan Freeman used it to play soccer with his friends on the local basketball court. However, when Freeman's father Calvin saw the metal ball, he became suspicious of it and called the police. The ball turned out to be a 374-year-old cannonball from the English Civil War, and the bomb squad was quickly called in to blow it up. Also, a man named Bacon was arrested in May 2015 after a dispute over sausage. Police in Madison, New Jersey arrested Thomas Bacon for allegedly assaulting someone for eating the last piece of sausage. And finally, after a detailed study, Swedish mathematician Mikael Johansson has concluded that there are 177,147 different ways to knot a necktie. Can you knot a necktie? It's been a long time since I've knotted a necktie, and the wife wants me to wear one for Easter, so I'm going to have to practice up and make sure I can get that necktie all tied up for Easter Sunday, so it'll look halfway decent. And otherwise, I'll have to go over and say, "Dad, can you help me knot this necktie?" But I think I remember how I used to wear them when several years back, when my wife and I first got married. I used to wear a tie every Sunday, a necktie that you had to tie. Used to wear it every Sunday, but we go to a more casual church now, and I don't wear neckties. I wear golf shirts, so I'm kind of out of practice on that. All right, we've got some offbeat news for you right here, hence the name of the show, Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond here on South Prospect Street in Air Chair 1. Glad to have you folks listening on the TuneIn app and at WWGH1071.com. And if you hear us now and again at 107.1 FM, hopefully that thing will pop back on the air, and we can have it on the air for our full hour of Live at 5, the show with no name, coming up with Terry Tackett, Pastor Craig, and myself next hour from 5:15 until 6 o'clock. An Illinois woman said more than 15 pairs of really, really, really tacky shoes have been mistakenly delivered to her home over the course of a year. Simone Boutette of Oak Park said the shoes started being delivered to her home by UPS about a year ago, and between 15 and 20 pairs have since arrived. More on that in a moment. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Are you hearing us over the radio?
No, I've got you on the TuneIn app.
Okay, all right, great, great. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful.
So the was it Beanie Babies?
Beanie Babies is what I'm looking for. That is correct.
Beanie Babies.
Yeah, Beanie Babies. Boy, people really got think
they just went nuts over this, didn't they?
Oh, they sure did. Absolutely. And some of them were quite collectible there for a while.
Yeah, that Princess Diana one, that was the one they really went nuts over.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll
tell you what I wish. You want to know what I wish they'd bring back?
What's that?
Garbage Pail Kids.
Oh, okay. Right.
Do you remember Garbage Pail Kids?
I do. Now that you mention it, I sure do.
Those were the greatest things since sliced bread.
Yeah. Well, they've had some neat things out over the years, haven't they?
Well, some neat, and some of it was corny. I never got into the Beanie Babies thing.
Well, you know, I never did either, but my brother was crazy about them. When McDonald's was doing them, you know, and they were releasing certain ones, oh, man, he had to have them. And then I think last year he sold them on a yard sale for probably a quarter.
Right. The one thing I liked that McDonald's always did was Monopoly, but I don't think they do Monopoly no more.
You know what? That was fun. You could win some fries, some Big Macs. And then
I never won a Big Mac. I think I got some fries, but that was about it.
Yeah, and it's, I think you could win a large drink or something. I never won any money, though.
No, I never did either.
No, some people won some money off that, but that was not my luck.
All right, well, have a good show.
Hey, thanks a lot. Good to talk to you.
Likewise.
Hey, take care. Bye-bye. Now, I have to mention something. Pastor Craig just brought me something here into the studio. He brought me four brownies with a three and a candle on top. Now, I'm going to assume something. Is this because I'm coming up on my three-year anniversary of doing the show?
Bingo. So April 3rd is your third anniversary, and April 3rd is Sunday. And we know you're not going to be here Sunday. I'll be here, but you're not going to be here Sunday. And so the closest we could get to celebrating your third anniversary on WWGH 107.1 was today. So I brought you some caramel chocolate brownies and the nice little three candle to celebrate your third.
Yeah, and the candle is lit.
It's lit.
It is lit. He came in with it lit from the street.
And I got to tell you a funny story. I'm not a smoker myself, and I haven't been. So I needed a lighter to light the candle. And so I bought a lighter, and it occurred to me it's probably been 30 or 40 years since I've even owned a lighter.
Were you worried that you couldn't flick it on?
Yes, I was having trouble because the lighters today are not like the lighters 40 years ago. I mean, you got child proof and, you know, whatever kind of proof, and it was a struggle to get it lit.
Now that's a good memory, knowing my anniversary is April the 3rd.
Yep. Well, I have to confess, I cheated because I discovered by accident. I was looking back on the archive page.
Oh, okay.
And I saw your first show was April 3rd, and I'm like, well, that's like 3 weeks away. So I said, well, we got to do something for Nate's anniversary. So.
Okay, great. Yep. 3 years on the air here at WWGH. And what were you getting on the signal on the way in? Was the signal on the air?
Well, I listen on my phone.
Okay.
I always listen on my phone because I usually, most of my day, I'm outside of Marion County anyway.
All right.
So I don't even try the radio.
Okay. Yeah, because apparently we're on and off the air probably because of that wind out there.
Yeah, it's windy.
So, but we're talking to the folks online today. So, whoever's out there, we appreciate who's out there.
Yes, we do.
So we've got a show coming up next hour anyhow.
Do.
Live at 5, the show with no name, 5:15 to 6, Terry Tackett, Pastor Craig, and myself. We're going to have some fun, aren't we?
We are.
Well, thank you for this third anniversary brownie and lit candle here. It's already starting to burn down a little bit. I'm going to just keep it on and see what it does.
If the wax from the candle runs onto a brownie, we'll give that to Terry.
Well, there are four, so he can have his choice. Oh, okay, it's there. It slid off to the side here, so I think the candle's about to go out. But anyhow, yeah, okay. Now the wax is going on the I better blow it out.
So anyway, happy anniversary, Terry. That's what I want. Just want to say happy anniversary.
Well, thank you very much. And, I appreciate it.
I know we don't get too serious and sappy on the radio and everything, but, you know, it's been a pleasure. I've been on for – I came on April last year, and so I've been about a year here. And it's a pleasure working with you. It really is. I mean that.
Hey, back at you. It's been great. I'm glad we got together on this show with no name, and it's a lot of fun, and good to get you to know you better, and enjoyed listening to you before that. And you're going to be starting a new time, aren't you? This Sunday.
This Sunday, 9 to 10.
9 to 10, Study His Word Radio right here. So in case you couldn't listen because you were in church or whatever, now's your chance.
That was half the reason we moved to a different time.
All right. So check it out. 9 a.m. this Sunday. First inaugural broadcast at that time.
Woo! Woo!
All right. Great. All right. Hey, I wasn't expecting some brownies today, so that'll be great. All right. Wonderful, wonderful. 4:40 on a Wednesday afternoon. Glad you're tuned in today. Good to hear from the folks that have called in today, listening online or the TuneIn app. Good to hear from David, Ernie, and April, and Sarah. So glad that those folks called in today. You can call in, too, if you haven't called in. Maybe you've never called in. Hey, guess what? We're probably not on, and I don't have the radio on, of course, because I'm broadcasting live, but we're probably not on regular radio today, so it's probably a smaller audience, so don't be scared. If you've never called me before and answered a trivia question, feel free, 740-383-9944. I can't wait for the break to try one of these brownies. Boy, they look so good. Courtesy of Pastor Craig right there. All right. Hey, the rest of this story about the woman that keeps getting shoe deliveries. Apparently, these shoes are really funny. Boutette told WLS-TV of the shoes, and they're really, really tacky. I explained the whole thing to the folks at the UPS store. And so they took them back, and they, like 4 days later, they came back in the mail to me again. Boutette said in a Facebook post that she determined after a January delivery that the shoes were apparently supposed to have returned to Amazon. UPS said a clerical error was to blame for the shoes arriving at Boutette's home. The company said it would work with the vendor to get the return labels corrected. An Amazon representative said the company is aware of the issue. Boutette said she is hoping the deliveries will now stop. You know, I never started receiving anything tacky through the mail, but I got signed up for a book club somehow one time, and we started getting these really interesting books, and they were really, really cool. They were inspirational mystery books, and we kept getting them through the mail, and it lasted probably a year till they suddenly stopped. We didn't ask for them, and they just suddenly started. So unless somebody could have signed me up for, like, my birthday or Christmas, I don't know. But so sometimes things you get through the mail can be kind of interesting. Guinness World Records announced a young performer has been dubbed the world's youngest opera singer after performing as a professional at age 7. The record-keeping organization said Victory Brinker earned the record at the age of 7 years and 314 days after participating in 8 professional performances at the Pittsburgh Public Theater's Lights and Legends show in 2019. The Latrobe, Pennsylvania performer, now 10, also made history on July 6, 2021, when he became the first America's Got Talent performer to receive a golden buzzer from all 4 judges. I was an early talker and started singing at age 2. Between age 2 and 3, I was memorizing entire CDs with good pitch. And finally, a runner in California's half marathon set a Guinness World Record when he completed the race in 2 hours and 19 minutes while pushing his quintuplets in a stroller. Chad Kempfell ran the half marathon at the Oakland Marathon in Oakland on Sunday while pushing a stroller containing his 5 4-year-old children. they were saying, run faster, Dad, and I'm just dying sweating, and I'm like, I don't even know if I can go any farther, Kimpel told KIVI-TV. I had forgotten how heavy it could be, especially when we were going uphill, even if it's barely a hill at all. I'm basically full-on holding the whole thing up. Kimpel finished his 13.1-mile run in 2 hours and 19 minutes, beating the goal of 2 hours and 30 minutes set by Guinness World Records. All righty. Well, hey, we're playing trivia. If you're out there, give me a call. We'll get you signed up for a chance to win a $25 gift card to Speedway. That is good for gas and merchandise inside the store. So, hey, a good one today. $25 gift card to Speedway. Here's the questions I've got. What's the name of the dog on the Cracker Jack box? What's the name of the dog on the Cracker Jack box? What is another name for a litter of kittens? It also starts with a K. What is another name for a litter of kittens? A what is another name for a swarm of locusts? What is another name for a swarm of locusts? What would an ant do to express danger ahead? What would an ant do to express danger ahead? In 2007, these colorful rubber bracelets in shapes such as animals and letters appeared on wrists everywhere. What were they called? In 2007, these colorful rubber bracelets in shapes such as animals and letters appeared on wrists everywhere. What were they called? What did infamous pirate Blackbeard put in his beard to scare sailors in the ships he captured? What did infamous pirate Blackbeard put in his beard to scare sailors in the ships he captured? Those are the trivia questions we got. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Call me for a chance to win a $25 gift card to Speedway, the convenience stores of Speedway, and get yourself gas or merchandise, whichever one you prefer. And I'll send this right to your door via the mail. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. It's time for me to go once again for another haircut. So I think I'm going to go tomorrow. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. If you get a chance, check out my website, RadioNate.us. That's RadioNate.us. There's recipes, offbeat news, and you can contact us there as well. That's RadioNate.us. That's my home on the web. Hello to everybody listening out there today at WWGH1071.com. Scroll down, click on Listen Live, and likely some folks are out there listening via that, and also the TuneIn app. Thank you for those that are listening on the TuneIn app. Just download that and search WWGH, and there you go. So appreciate the folks that have called and those of you that are listening out there. Coming up on 4:48 on this March the 30th, Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1 on a Wednesday afternoon. And time to find out what happened on this day in history. March the 30th, in the year 1814, the Allied European nations against Napoleon marched into Paris. 1822, Florida became a U.S. territory. 1842, Dr. Crawford W. Long performed the first operation while his patient was put to sleep by ether. 1856, a peace treaty was signed between England and Russia, the Treaty of Paris. 1858, Hyman L. Lippmann of Philadelphia patented the pencil. Thank goodness for the pencil. And the eraser, too. Doesn't say the eraser was patented with the pencil. Hopefully it was. Otherwise, it'd be just like the pen. But then again, I'm not sure exactly when the pen was invented either. 1867, the U.S. purchased Alaska from Russia for $7.2 million. 1870, the 15th Amendment guaranteeing the right to vote regardless of race was passed by the U.S. Congress. 1870, Texas was readmitted to the Union. 1903, revolutionary activity in the Dominican Republic brought U.S. troops to Santo Domingo to protect American interests. And in 1905, U.S. President Theodore Roosevelt was chosen to mediate in the Russo-Japanese peace talks. And that's what happened on this day in history, this March the 30th, as we are just about done with this month. And hopefully we'll have some more nice days like today. It looks like it's going to be in the 50s, though, after today. But, boy, I'll take more 70-degree days for sure. Coming up, live at 5, The Show with No Name with Terry Tackett, Pastor Craig, and myself will be coming at you live. And in between the break, we're going to be enjoying some brownies, aren't we?
You know it.
Oh, absolutely. That's going to get us some sugar high.
It sure is.
So who knows what's going to happen with the sugar high during The Show with No Name.
Maybe more than I can stand.
That's right. Pastor Craig might have to just calm us down a little bit. But you never know what's going to happen anyhow with Live at 5, The Show with No Name, from 5:15 until 6 o'clock. So keep your internet dials tuned right where they're at. And hopefully 107.1 FM will go back on the air if it isn't already. Not sure, because I don't have a radio. Can't listen to a radio while I'm on the air because it's on a delay. And that would just drive me crazy, listening to myself on reruns, you know, constantly listening to myself repeat in my ear. Couldn't do it. So anyways, hopefully that 107.1 FM will get back on the air. If not, hopefully we'll get it on the air just as quick as possible, and we can get all those FM listeners tuned back in to your favorite radio station, Marion's Talking Place, 107.1 FM, WWGH. All right, head with me down the long hallway to my classroom. Make a right, have a seat on the chalkboard. I have written this week's Weird Word of the Week, and it's one you may have heard before, because I think I've heard of it before. People use it, but it's an old word. It's ballyhoo. Ballyhoo, B-A-L-L-Y-H-O-O. It's a noun. Here's the definition of ballyhoo: a clamorous and vigorous attempt to win customers or advance any cause, blatant advertising or publicity. Ballyhoo was first recorded in English in the 1830s. So there you go. You can expand the knowledge of your English language with the word ballyhoo. And you can win yourself some customers if you're a business, which Pastor Craig is. So there you go. He can with much ballyhoo, he can win yourself some customers.
I was thinking of the radio station. We have ballyhoo every top of the hour.
That's right. We sure do. Absolutely. Well, hey, I've got some interesting facts here to share with you since we are just about 3 minutes away from the drawing. I'm going to go over the trivia questions one more time, but I wanted to pass along to you something that I found kind of interesting. Homework was considered very controversial in the 1800s and early 1900s. Physicians crusaded against it, and in 1901, California even banned homework for anyone under the age of 15. I can hear the kids out there cheering now. Nurse Caroline Hampton popularized the use of medical gloves in the operating room. She was contemplating quitting her job as an operating room assistant due to severe contact dermatitis and painful emphysema, caused by surgical disinfectant. Her boss then bought her custom rubber gloves, which helped. Soon other staff members started wearing them as well. They caught on from there, and they started to help not spread disease. So the medical gloves. You can say thank you to Nurse Caroline Hampton for that, right?
Yes, that was eczema.
Thank you. Eczema. Man, sometimes these words.
Well, next week we'll make that our word of the week.
Yeah, if I can pronounce it. Write it on the chalkboard and can't even say it. All right, one more time, quick rundown of the trivia questions in case you'd like to call. Sign up for a chance to win a $25 Speedway gift card. What is the name of the dog on the Cracker Jack box? What is another name for a litter of kittens, also starts with a K? What is another name for a swarm of locusts? What would an ant do to express danger ahead? In 2009, these colorful rubber bracelets shaped like animals and letters appeared on wrists everywhere. What were they called? And what did the infamous pirate Blackbeard put in his beard to scare sailors in ships he captured? Quick moment to let you call 740-383-9944, 740-383-9944, and you can get in here real quick, sign up for a $25 Speedway gift card, good for gas or merchandise inside the store, whichever you prefer. If you're the winner, I will send it in the mail to you. Want to say a thank you to David for calling in, Ernie, April, and Sarah for calling in today. Alrighty, it's 4:55 and 33 seconds here on a Wednesday. Let's shuffle everybody up and find out who the winner is going to be. Alrighty, don't forget, Live at 5, the show with no name is coming up. Congratulations, April! Congratulations, April! You are our big winner for today. I'll send this in the mail to you, but thank you everybody else that did call. I appreciate you, Sarah, appreciate you, April, appreciate you, David, and appreciate you, Ernie. Thank you everybody for calling in today. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you for calling in, even though the regular signal is having some trouble off the air and such like that. Thank you for listening on your smartphones or on your computers at www.gh1071.com. And on your TuneIn app, just download that TuneIn app to your smartphone and search WWGH. It'll pop up. I've got just enough time for our recipe. It's time for Ladies' Corner, and today's recipe is Bacon Cheeseburger Roll-Up. Bacon Cheeseburger Roll-Up. You can find this at Facebook.com/RadioNate. Facebook.com/RadioNate. Discover your family's new favorite weeknight dish with our Bacon Cheeseburger Roll-Up. Here is what you need. 1 pound lean ground beef. 4 slices of bacon cut into half-inch pieces. 1 small onion chopped. 8 ounces of Velveeta cut into 1/2-inch cubes. 1 package, 13.8 ounces of refrigerated pizza crust. Here's how to make it. Heat your oven to 400. Brown ground beef with bacon and onions in large skillet on medium-high heat. Drain. Return meat mixture to skillet. Add Velveeta. Cook 5 minutes or until melted, stirring frequently. Cool 10 minutes. Unroll pizza dough onto baking sheet sprayed with cooking spray. Press into 15 by 8 inch rectangle. Top with meat mixture. Roll up starting at one long side. Rearrange if necessary so roll is seam side down. Bake 20 to 25 minutes or until golden brown. And there you have your bacon cheeseburger roll up. There's a picture at Facebook.com/RadioNate along with a recipe. Just copy and paste, and you can have yourself a good recipe. And if you make that, let me know what you think by emailing me, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Well, it's been a pleasure being with you here. We're here with you every Wednesday afternoon from 4:15 until 5 o'clock with offbeat news and trivia. and the calls are what makes the program go around. So thank you for calling me today. I do appreciate it. Hopefully next week we'll have the signal back on the air, and we'll be at full power all across Marion County, and we'll give everybody an opportunity to call in. All right, sound good? Okay. Hey, keep that internet dial right where it's at, because Live at 5, the show with no name, is coming at you here in just about 10 to 15 minutes. Terry Tackett, Pastor Craig, and myself, Live at 5, the show with no name. Go ahead and check out the website during the break. It's noname.show, www.noname.show. And you can get a head start of what we might talk about and things like that. So jump online and check that out. It's a newer website. And you can also contact us all by just clicking on our names right there at noname.show. All right, going to take a quick break. I'm going to have one of these brownies, and we'll be right back with more fun, excitement, excitement, excitement on your favorite radio station, Marion's Talking Place. This is WWGH Radio in Marion, Ohio.
You're listening to WWGH.